There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you would like. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Welcome to the first episode of 2015. In studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
And the police, and the abuse of the police continues.
Hopefully we don't have any police in the studio tonight.
Not that I know of. And the abuse of the police continues to be an issue that is confronting Americans. Right now, folks in New York City have it pretty easy with arrests down significantly over the last week or so since the police dust-up. The controversy there between the mayor and the police department. Some are alleging that it's because of the shootings that happened and suggesting that that proves that violence is a solution to the problem of the police. I disagree. I think that if anything, it is a short-term gain that will be eclipsed over time by worse cops, by more badge-heavy cops coming into the force, cops who are less likely to be, cops who are not as afraid of being killed, cops who are more interested in being violent. That's what we're going to see. And we've seen that happening already, by the way. That was there was a police trainer who's called this show in the past, and we've met him in person. Mark and myself have met him in person, who said that the reason he quit the business of training the cops is because he couldn't stand the quality of the recruits anymore,
right.
That there were too many badge-heavies. As they were called, people who want to use the badge as their, you know, their excuse to wield power and hurt people.
I think it was 2 or 3 years ago. I saw this on an app recently called Time Hop.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny because it goes back in your Facebook posts and allows you to see
what you posted.
What you posted, you know, a couple years ago or a year ago or whatever. And a day or two ago, I saw a post that I posted either 1 or 2 or 3 years ago where it was basically a Supreme Court ruling. That okayed the barring of high IQs for cops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some departments that do that. They don't all do that, but some departments.
That's insane. Like, how can the Supreme Court to say, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you can.
They want cops who aren't going to question their orders. They want cops who are going to do what they're told.
Right.
We're going back to Mike. He's in Oklahoma. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live at the Inn and Johnson.
I apologize. I was a little nervous before. Just to clarify the point I was trying to make was I think the people are okay with the idea of the police acting as men tasked with the job of keeping the peace, not corporate mm-hmm. code enforcers eating out the sustenance of the people one violation at a time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people by and large, especially people in the younger generations, understand that the police are not their friends. I think that that's not an uncommon viewpoint. And certainly I think that as you look at younger demographics, you probably would see that being the case. That's just speculation based on people that, you know, I've had experience with, but I think that that's true. And it's just that the politicians don't understand and they don't care.
Yes, I agree. The reason I wanted to call was bring up the fact that I'm absolutely disgusted by our selections that are shaping up for the next president, either another Clinton or another Bush, and the people at large, the general population, they're okay with that. Does nobody else sit around and say, why are we only given the opportunity to choose from two different selections every time?
And I don't know. How okay with it? Well, wait a minute. How okay with it? Are they? I mean, have there been studies that have been done where Americans are, yeah, bring on Bush and Clinton 2016? Or is it that, you know, only a certain amount of the American population is for this? I mean, because only so many Americans are registered to vote. Of those who are registered to vote, only half of them come out generally. You know, maybe 60-something percent will come out on a presidential election. So, you know, not even a majority of people are even voting for president, let alone for the winner of the contest. So I don't know. How many Americans really are excited about that?
I don't know. I'm sure.
Do you know anyone? Is there anybody that you know personally who's like, you know, Mike, I'm so excited for Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. Boy, this is going to be a real matchup. Or like taking one side or the other. Go Clinton or, you know, go Jeb. Do you know those people? I know those people exist, but do you know any of them?
My dad.
Which one's he for?
My dad about it many. he says, oh, if Hillary runs, we'll be voting for her, too. I always give him a hard time about Obama. And he's a self-proclaimed socialist. And he says if there was a socialist party, I would belong to it. And this is the thing that's funny is my dad used to, when I was a teenager, I can remember my dad in his 30s standing in the kitchen, shaking his head, saying, I don't know what we're going to do about this new world order. And now he's made some kind of shift. And I just
he's been assimilated.
Do you know the scene in the tale? It's either the Tale of Two Cities or Charles Dickens, the other popular book that he wrote, where Pip goes up to the headmaster at the orphanage and he holds up his bowl. And he says, "I'd like some more, please." That's what the people remind me of in America. They just want some more of the corporate swill.
Boy, I hope that it's. I hope you're wrong about what you're saying. I mean, I don't really know, right? Because I mostly travel in the liberty circles. But yeah, from my understanding, it seems like we've read stuff about millennials not really falling for it. You know, like that they're not being as snookered by this whole two-party system as previous generations. At least that's what I think we've shared on the air previously. It would be interesting to see some of the numbers, you know, how likely are people under the age of 35 or 45, for instance, Gen Xers and millennials, to really continue buying into the BS from the Republicans and Democrats. I'm curious to know that.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what's going to happen. I think that this next election, we may get a third party as a token, you know, just to show that, oh, well, it's not the way most people think, that it's just either one or the other. And they might give us just I don't know how to describe it, just like something as fodder as a third party.
When you say they, you mean like the powers that be or something?
The mainstream media that orchestrates these debates that we see on the television.
Well, that's a pretty optimistic viewpoint, because they've been doing everything they can to keep third parties out of the debates and keep third parties away from the discussion for ever since Ross Perot back in 1992. I mean, it's been 20 plus years since we had a real third party challenge for the office of president. I guess we'll find out. Mike, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
And for Mike's edification, the story name that you were looking for is Oliver Twist.
Oh, the
Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens.
Please, sir, may I have some more?
toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. What is your experience? I mean, if you are a millennial or a Gen Xer, and you're kind of out there and conversing with people about the issues or whatever, I mean, how many people are really talking about how excited they are for Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush? I don't know. I don't have those circles. You know, I don't know what those people would be saying out there. If you want to share your experience with us, please enlighten us. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because it's not fair to do a poll of likely voters, right? Like a lot of these polls that you'll see, the scientific surveys, they're polls of likely voters. So if you're asking somebody the question, if somebody calls you up, you answer the phone, Johnson, and they say, are you going to be voting in the 2016 elections?
Right.
And you say no, that's the end of the call.
Right.
You're not a likely voter, so therefore they're not going to ask you how you feel about Jeb Bush or Hillary Clinton or whatever.
Right.
So I imagine a lot of those people who aren't interested in, you know, the 2016 elections aren't getting their opinions registered in these polls. Doug's with us in Columbia. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good to talk to you guys.
Doug, are we on the radio in Columbia tonight?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow, that is great news. I did not know we were on during the week. I wonder if it's like a special presentation. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts.
No, this is not the first time I've listened to you guys here in Columbia, and I'm very appreciative to Kevin Cohen at the station here for bringing you guys on during the week.
Well, normally we're on weekends there on Columbia at the talk stations, but that's news to me. I'm very excited to hear that.
Yeah.
How long have we been on weeknights?
I've listened to you two or three times now, and I catch you coming out from work sometimes in the evening, so it's good to turn on and hear you guys on. So.
Wow.
Sounds like somebody's got to make a call to Kevin Cohen.
Yeah, I'll be calling the program director tomorrow to say thank you for that. All right, so Doug, what did you want to share with us here on this New Year's Day edition?
Well, I've got a couple of things for you.
Sure.
The Great Depression, Senator Prescott Bush, who was George W. Bush's grandfather, used the Great Depression for an attempted military coup to take over the United States and put it under military rule. And so there's been a plan to transform this country for decades.
Now, hold that thought, Doug. I want to hear more about it, but I want to give you time to talk. So stand by. We're going to bring you back more here in Moments with Doug. Your calls and thoughts. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. To our founders, regular elections were crucial since they would help ensure that government was responsive and responsible to the people. Yet our founders knew that democracy alone wasn't enough to protect liberty. At times, a majority can be as dangerous as a king or dictator, and so our Constitution limits the power of the majority. As Supreme Court Justice Robert Jackson wrote in 1943, one's right to life, liberty, and property, and other fundamental rights may not be submitted to vote. They depend on the outcome of no elections. This principle is even more important today, with many of our laws not written by elected officials, but instead drafted or deeply influenced by outsiders who cannot be removed from office by voters. And so the Constitution limits government power because elections, while necessary for democracy, are not sufficient to protect freedom. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their websites, and ours is free. Something else that's free is ProXPN. You just go and download their software for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. And that will encrypt your data connection, meaning your internet service provider will not know what you're doing online after you start running the ProXPN software, because it'll encrypt your connection. So proxpn.com/FTL. They will protect you from snooping by your ISP and also maybe the coffee shop manager, you know, whoever it is that runs their IT side of things. You know, maybe they want to see what you're doing with their internet connection. Whatever connection you're connected to, it'll be you'll be protected from the prying and spying of the people who are running that connection with ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade from their free account to premium to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You'll want to use code FTL50 in that case. That's FTL like Free Talk Live and the number 50 to save you 50% off the price of their annual account, which brings the price down to about $5 a month, which is a great deal. It's also valid for the lifetime of the account. So once that first year's done, you'll still get the discount on the next year. ProXPN.com/FTL. The promo code is FTL50. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. ProXPN.com/FTL. We go back to Doug. He's in Columbia listening to WQXL. Doug, go ahead with your thoughts. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get him out. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Yes, during the Great Depression, Senator Prescott Bush attempted a military coup of the United States, and the name I have running through my head here is Colonel Smedley Butler, I believe it was, the person, uh-huh. the officer they recruited for this. And he actually wrote a book about it. You can find it on Amazon if you search for Smedley Butler.
War is a Racket is the name of his writing.
There we go.
Yep.
And they recruited him to lead a military coup of the United States. He went along long enough just to find out what the plan was, and he ratted him out to Congress. They had congressional hearings about this. This is not conspiracy theory. This is facts in the congressional record. Anybody can look it up and see for themselves. So there's been a plan to transform the United States for decades into more of a police state. So this isn't anything new. Now, crime is the lowest point it's been in 40 years. So it's not that we have a
crime
problem. It's not that we have a it's not that we have a violence problem. Not that we have a crime problem. It's that they've wanted to ramp up homeland security, militarization of the police, and the surveillance society for ages. And this is their excuse to do it. Every little hobgoblin they can dream up, fake up, and pull out from under every bush, they're going to do it to try and gain more power over the citizenry. And
that's
I am absolutely appalled by it and against it. And everyone should educate themselves on past history so we don't repeat any of that crap again. And to make sure none of these plans that have been in place for decades come to fruition. So I hope everybody will go out there and research that and see for themselves.
All right, Doug, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Michael. He's in Rhode Island. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Cool. So, yeah, you guys were talking about 2016 elections a little bit earlier. Well, you loosely mentioned it. And, you know, since it's New Year's Day, I figure this is pretty relevant. So are we looking at 2016 or are we looking at 1992? A Bush versus a Clinton again?
Right.
Yeah. What's old is new, man.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, history repeats itself and styles come back into fashion, right? But,
well, it's funny because... You know, during the original Bush election, it was right when I was around starting doing, you know, internet radio. It was before podcasting, and I had said during that election, you know, that I thought in terms of political choices, I said, you watch what will happen, and it happens every election, and this is when I was just first getting into politics because I was like, you know, just 18,
teenager,
19,
yeah.
You know, and I had said, look, watch what will happen. Just imagine everybody who you know of in politics, who's like a name in politics now, and then imagine the worst possible choices you can pick out of the names of people who are known in politics. Imagine the worst of the worst, and that's what we'll get. And then that's what happened with Bush. And I said, and I have this on radio somewhere. I've been meaning to find the clip, and, you know, hey, it's been over a decade now, and I still haven't ever done it. But I need to dig up the clip where I said, watch, this president will be the worst president in history in terms of what's going to happen in terms of the effects that this guy is going to have on government. Now, I'll admit
but they're always the worst president in history.
Admittedly, I'm biased.
Now Obama is worse than Bush.
No, but I really don't think that it was that bad.
I agree with Ian here. Every next president is going to be the worst president.
I don't agree. Because I think that,
so
for example,
Bush was worse than Obama.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Since then it's been that way.
That's what
they just keep getting worse.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
But no, I think the economy seemed to be kind of okay during the Clinton administration. I mean, I don't think that presidents are bad in general. And yes, the trend has been worse president.
Right.
Since
Clinton
Bush,
seems like a golden
but I think
boy now.
Bush started, yeah, exactly.
Right.
But Bush started this, and I think that the reason why, and again, I'm biased, but I thought originally my internal bias was to say, this guy is so religious that he's going to start breaking rules, and then it's going to lay down this foundation of abuse of power.
Well,
and look what's happened.
Well, come on. Let's give.
I've got a bias. And my bias played out. Sorry.
Let's be fair. I mean, Bill Clinton also presided over Waco and a large increase in the police state and the war on drugs and all of that. But looking back,
start the war on drugs.
No, he presided over a continuance of it. Looking back on all the while claiming he smoked pot, but looking back at his administration, he seems like a small government guy compared to compared to George Bush. I mean, Bill Clinton seems like a small government dude based on the reality. George Bush dramatically increased the size of government. So
right.
I think that they have gotten worse over time. So we agree on that, right?
Right.
Yeah. Michael, go ahead with your thoughts.
That was really my point. I agree with you, Ian. Like, the next president is always going to be worse. And I don't think it's the person. I don't think it's the individual who makes decisions, right? It's like the system of the hallucination of authority itself.
I don't know. Is that what you're saying, though, is that the next president is always going to be worse?
Well, yeah.
It seems like it. I don't know if it's always going to be true, but why not? Because they make the government larger every time, and they don't ever shrink it. Yeah.
So you're saying that Clinton was worse than Bush 1, and you're saying that Bush 1 was worse than Carter.
Because they keep adding government and keep making things even worse. They keep continuing the programs that the previous presidents put in place, and then they add to it.
Sure. I mean, okay.
Bush 41 was Jimmy Carter... number two, I think that the purpose of government is to expand and to grow and to increase jurisdiction, right? And the longer period of time that it goes on for, the more likely it is to expand and to grow. And the people who are in office are kind of irrelevant.
You know, if Barack Obama had actually gotten into office and fulfilled some of his campaign promises, like closing Guantanamo Bay and ending the wars, then, I would not say that he's worse than George W. Bush. But
well, if Bush had fulfilled his campaign promises,
a smaller government.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, Michael, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, Bush's promise was to not nation-build either.
Right.
Yeah, he broke that one, too. More coming up here in moments. You can dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. questions. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the freeze-dry guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the freeze-dry guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the freeze-dry guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
We've talked about the police and apparently how arrests are down 66% overall in New York City. Because the police are engaging in a work stoppage, not because of any sort of principled concern about you and I, but because they want the mayor to respect them, and so they're showing how politically strong they are by cutting off any kind of ticketing and many of the nonsense, sort of victimless crime arrests that have gone on historically in New York City. They are not happening now, and for how long that'll go on, we don't know. That's one of the things we've discussed. Also, the military equipment going to the police is up, so despite the lack of the arrests all around the country, we're seeing more militarization of the police, and of course, arrests continue in all the other cities, so what's going to happen in the long run, we don't know. We'll keep an eye on things, though, and let you know as things develop. Of course, your calls come first. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, on the way here tonight, Johnson will tell us the best way to stay anonymous, according to what apparently is a leaked NSA document. Johnson has that story for us. Also, the story I briefly mentioned, that a crowd formed a human shield to try to protect a man from being arrested for smoking cannabis down in Florida. We'll tell you about what happened there, because I don't support violence as a solution. But I do think it's interesting, and I like the idea of people taking physical action to prevent the police from affecting arrests like this. I think that's a very exciting development. Let's go to Matthew first, though. He is on the line via Skype. Our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm. Matthew, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen.
Hey, welcome.
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to point out the logical fallacy in Molyneux's argument about how the shop owners were, in fact, victims of Eric Garner.
Molyneux you're referring to is a Stéphane Molyneux. He is a internet philosopher. He's a libertarian, or at least he was. I don't know if he would describe himself that way now, or a voluntarist. And just recently, he threw all agorists under the bus by suggesting that if you don't pay taxes, then it's totally legitimate to snitch on somebody and sic the police against them if you are a business owner. Thereby, what he was suggesting was that Eric Garner, by selling loose cigarettes, was somehow victimizing the shop owners who had their licenses to sell cigarettes from the state.
Right.
Which is pretty disturbing. But go ahead with your comments on that.
Well, the problem with that is the majority of people that sit outside of bodegas and sell loosies are not people that have bootleg cigarettes. There was, most of the time, it's not a tax that was avoided. Most of the time, guys like Eric Garner are buying that pack of cigarettes for $10. The city are getting their taxes. And then he sells them to people who maybe only want one. Maybe they only smoke when they drink. Maybe they're trying to quit. And he sells them for $1 a piece, mm-hmm. makes $20.
The state wants money on that, too.
Right. You got to remember, the state wants money on that, too. Also, the state wants money on taxing the paper that was made to manufacture the package. The state wants money on the plastic that was made to manufacture the wrapper
of
the package.
The
state wants money on the gas that was taken to deliver the cigarettes to the store.
Yeah, but what he's saying is that most of these Lucy's sellers are paying the state taxes when they buy the pack.
Correct.
Right, but no. You see, you have to pay another tax because every time anything happens with a product, right. You have to pay another tax.
The
product is moved with gas. You have to remember that the workers are paid to take the product off the truck. You got to tax those workers out of their
every
salaries.
Every time a product changes hands, the state wants to be there to take a cut from the state.
No. Right. Anytime the light hits the product in a different way, the state wants taxes. Anytime the air changes and blows on the product from a new direction, the state wants taxes.
Right. That's understood. But I think the point is the people that are willing to spend $1 on one cigarette are not willing to go into that store and buy a full pack of cigarettes for $10. So
there's an argument to be made there. Yeah, I would say so.
Those people weren't going to be customers in the first place. They were going to simply maybe wait 2 weeks and buy that full pack. They certainly weren't going to buy $21 cigarettes. If that was the case, they would have just bought the pack. So the free market for this guy, and this not allow people to or to maybe.
Uh-oh, we're losing every third word from you now, but I think I understand where you're coming from, and I think it was a good call. Thank you, Matthew. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, it was pretty disturbing, the audio clip that we played last night from Stéphane Molyneux. Basically, the idea that if somebody has not paid taxes and is out there selling loose cigarettes, that's somehow victimizing the store owners who somehow own the purchase, like that they own all the customers somehow, and that they
right.
The customers owe them their business because they paid some sort of license fee, and so therefore anybody selling Lucy's is actually committing a crime with a victim. It's a pretty outrageous statement, because really what that's saying is that every agorist, every person who does any business without a state license, without state permission, who's just doing business without asking some bureaucrat for their seal of approval, that they're all committing crimes with a victim, and therefore it's legitimate to snitch and to tell on those people, right. And to take police action against them. He threw every single address under
Stephen
the bus.
Did Stephen Molyneux do the monkeys in the ladder in the water thing, the video, like where
monkeys
it's like
in the ladder in the
five
water.
Monkeys and like one monkey tries to climb a ladder to get a banana, and then they spray that monkey with water.
Oh,
and then,
they
keep changing out the monkeys, right, getting rid of the monkeys. Like the monkeys all start off in orange jumpsuits or whatever, and then they add like fresh monkeys in a different suit or something like that. But essentially what happens is that they keep changing out the monkeys until no monkey was there where there was ever a banana at the top of the ladder. They took away the banana, and they took or no no sorry they
no, the
took,
banana stays
the banana stays there, but they take away the water, and the, essentially
so the monkey
what happens,
could go and get the banana,
right.
But they have been essentially told by the other monkeys to not go and get the banana,
right. They attack anyone who tries to climb the ladder to get the banana, and
to the point where they eliminate all of the monkeys who knew about the water spring,
right.
And none of the monkeys were left who knew about that, but even all the new monkeys, no one tries for the banana.
Right, right? Because they all are afraid they're going to get attacked if they go to try for this banana. And I think Stefan Molyneux, isn't that the, didn't he do that video? And the funny thing is, if he did that video, like, how could he not see the connection between this and the business owners and the tax? It's the same thing.
It's pretty shocking. Let's go to Derek. He is on the line of Derek J. Is on the line via Skype. Hey, Derek J.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to say I don't think Stefan Molyneux is as stupid as everyone's making him out to appear because of this one clip in one of his thousands.
Oh, I wouldn't say he was stupid. I think that what he said here is an outrage and has thrown all agorists under the bus.
Yeah, so he's written several books on the topic of self-ownership, and more specifically, you know, what a free society would really look like. And I don't think that, you know, one second clip is really doing him any justice. I think a lot of people are taking this too far and seeing what they want to see. So I'll give you my perspective on what he was really saying. It was not about cigarettes sales being a victimless crime. Obviously, he gets that. Yeah, people selling things to each other voluntarily, there is no harm in that. Where he says there was harm or a victim created is because the store owner was pestered by him being on his property. It's not about selling untaxed cigarettes or selling something that, you know, he could have been selling hats. It doesn't make a difference if a store owner has every right to get you removed.
I don't think that was discussed at all in the context of that conversation.
Yes, it was, because the caller in that call actually tries to call Stefan out and say, hey, man, you know that selling cigarettes untaxed is a victimless crime. But he's like, yes, obviously I know that. I can't believe that all of the people who are upset about this video don't do themselves the favor of going back and listening to it again. Stefan's not an idiot. He gets that it's a victimless crime to sell cigarettes. The part where a victim is created is because the store owner called the police. He was obviously pestered that this man was out selling. Now, if he didn't throw all agorists under the bus by saying this. Agorists could be doing business on government property. You could be doing it at City Hall. You could be selling your cigarettes in a public park.
An analogy would be for you just started announcing Peace News Now right now and just started doing your show on Free Talk Live.
Well, that wasn't brought up. I listened to several minutes of the conversation, and I honestly did not listen to the full two-hour-long show, but I did listen to several minutes of the conversation, and it was not mentioned necessarily that the individual was on the store's property at the time. Maybe, you know, on a sidewalk out front or something like that. Hang on, Derek. We can bring it back here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours, free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Happy New Year. It is New Year's Day with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Johnson.
And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. If you like what we're doing with Free Talk Live, then you can support the show directly by becoming Free Talk Live Amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And that's the idea, is the money that we take in for the AMP program is put right back into Free Talk Live. So Free Talk Live can get on more radio stations. We've got nearly 160 radio stations right now. We could have more than that, but it takes money to market the show effectively to other stations. We can also expand our satellite footprint, and in addition to that, we can bring more internet listeners on board, and we can do it all for just $5 a month from you. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, forum, and the newish, I guess, AMP-only Facebook group. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get started there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we actually have Derek J. on the line with us here via Skype. He's calling to defend Stefan Molyneux in regards to the comments that were made on a recent episode of his show. I believe the show was from, or at least posted on YouTube on December 30th. And there was a link that I posted last night to it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. So if you want to go and pull up the audio directly, you can do it that way. Or if you listen to last night's show, when Christopher Cantwell was on, we did play that audio back and comment on it. And Derek, you're saying it's been misinterpreted. You're saying Chris and I, we blew it last night, that Stefan Molyneux was not saying that anybody who's doing business without government permission deserves to be snitched on because they're causing a victim among those who have already gotten permission slips and licenses from government. Specifically, you know, one of the examples that was discussed was the idea of selling loose cigarettes is somehow causing a victim, like that the store owners who've gotten licenses to sell cigarettes are somehow being victimized by that. To me, it sounded like a very generic conversation last night that was being had, not one that was specific about a circumstance. Nathan was sent me a note here saying that last night he says Molyneux said something like, I don't know if he was on private property or being a nuisance because there's no video. So it sounds to me like it was, you know, just a general conversation about how he thought that selling cigarettes created a victim or selling Lucy's.
It does seem like a specific instance to me of there is video. I don't know what he's talking about. The video of Eric Garner's death features him in front of the
store. But he wasn't selling cigarettes in that case.
No, but he could have been bothering customers, frightening people, whatever. We know from his record that he's been arrested for being out in front of businesses dozens of times. So this is like, get this guy off of our property. I don't care what he's done. Let me ask you this. In a free society, you think business owners would have every right to shoo customers from their property, right?
Sure, but why not talk about this as a property rights issue instead of making generic comments about how, you know, the store owners are somehow being victimized by some guy selling Lucy's? And why not comment about how, well, this is tragedy to the commons and the sidewalk is state-owned, and so therefore, unfortunately, the business owner can't have all the control over it that he wants to? None of those comments were made in that discussion.
Also, I take issue with the whole, like, he's been arrested dozens of times outside businesses, because the one news story that supposedly came from, the way it was cited in that news story where they were reporting that, would have put his record back well into when his record should be sealed, because he was very much a very young child supposedly getting arrested for loitering outside of businesses. So that, I call that one particular statistic that has been reused over and over again into question. And then the other thing is that there's also a lot of countering reports from people in the neighborhood who say that this guy was an upstanding guy and that he was not what the police and the media have made him out to be.
Right. There weren't specific comments about one situation. It seemed like a very generic statement that Molyneux was making. And, you know, maybe that's not what he intended to say, but when the caller started to call Molyneux out and the caller was taking a true liberty-oriented position, Molyneux kept breaking in to tell him that, no, this is a crime with a victim. And I think the caller in that particular case was right. Now, obviously, we don't have the audio with us tonight to replay. So this is.
I mean, I would take issue with someone setting up a business, especially a competing business, within someone else's business.
Yeah, somebody felt victimized by this. I mean, to say that there was no victim is crazy. The police were called. Somebody felt victimized.
Just because somebody feels upset that someone's selling Lucy's doesn't mean there's been a victim created, though.
Well,
you don't have a right to not have your feelings hurt, right?
Look, but it's okay. So you're right in that it should have been framed as a property rights issue, and it wasn't. So fault Molyneux there. But otherwise, this makes total sense. I would want someone gone from my property. I would feel like you've got.
But it wasn't clear that anybody was on anyone's property. All if right, somebody right. was outside of a store in a city, they're on public property.
Well, I guess I just don't know all the details. It sounded a little crazy to me, like people tearing down Stefan and sort of acting like he's stupid or something. I'm like,
no, I don't really think we were acting like he was stupid. We were saying he was wrong about this, and we were surprised that he would take such a position. His caller was shocked
Stefan Molyneux
by this.
Here's how I feel about Stefan since recently. And I really didn't want to believe a lot of the things I've been hearing about him. Like, and I went and I listened to a lot of the clips. I mean, he's been catching flack on all fronts from a bunch of different people who struck me as jealous. And then I went and listened to a lot of things. And, for example, a lot of the anti-women comments that he's been making, I went and I was like, no, there's no way. And then I go and listen to it, and it's like, wow,
pretty shocking.
This guy is collectivizing left and right, and he should know better. And I just, here's how, the way I think of it, because of, again, my mom is a cancer survivor, I think the man's got chemo brain.
What does that mean, chemo brain?
Chemo brain. When you go through chemotherapy, it affects your mental function a lot. And I just think that he's currently suffering from a severe amount of mental decline.
Well,
and
now, Johnson, to be
I
fair...
I think he'll get it back, I mean, but...
But to be fair, the people who support Stefan Molyneux are saying that those clips with the women's statements have been edited heavily and that they're not representative of what he actually thinks, that he...
What I listened to was unedited, so...
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
People trying to tear each other down. There are so few voices spreading the ideas of complete liberty that I just feel like it's in self-destruction.
That's one thing I do want to say that I completely agree with you on is I'm so tired of negative libertarians. Shut up. That's how I feel about it now. It's like people who are just complaining constantly. There's a certain
class
of people.
Well, that's what libertarians do.
But it's okay to point out when people are wrong. It is okay to point out when people are wrong. But
When Stefan Molyneux filed a DMCA takedown request against a critical YouTube channel. That was wrong, right? Don't you agree?
I don't know all the details on that. I really try and stay out of this stuff because
want to know the details? Because there was a channel called True Shibes, and there was another one, and Stefan Molyneux's manager, Michael DeMarco, I think is his name, filed a DMCA, which is the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. It's a government thing, a request with YouTube saying, you know, this channel's violated our copyright. Something needs to happen. They took the channels down, and, you know, when this was brought to people's attention, because, you know, they didn't say it was Stefan who did it. It was his manager. So somebody brought it to Stefan's attention and said, hey, your manager did this. You know, do you endorse what the manager did? And Stefan stood by his manager's actions. This after he's made statements on his own radio show about supposedly being virulently anti-intellectual property. So he hasn't apologized for it. He hasn't offered to make good. And that was one of the real bad things, plus the comments about women. So, you know, when you're wrong, it's good to admit that you're wrong and try to make restitution, right?
Yes, it is. And I don't hold him up as some sort of god of morality. He's certainly human and fallible and makes mistakes. Otherwise, though, his show is very valuable in the sense that it brings good information to people. Just because someone has some personal faults in their life and do some bad things doesn't mean all of the information that they provide is negative or bad. So I just want to make that distinction clear.
Well, that's certainly true. I mean, obviously, as I've said, Stefan has a catalog of some really great stuff, which is why hearing him say some of the things that he said recently has been so shocking, I think, to so many people. And that is,
I want to speculate on that. I think it's possible that maybe he took a completely different route from you and maybe I, Ian, because I'll speak for myself, don't care if I openly violate laws, and I make a show of that. But Stefan cannot do that. He's not in a position. It seems like he really wants to grow his channel. He has a trajectory where he sees himself working within the state. He sees the collapse of the state as a multi-generational process. I don't.
Yeah,
I want
neither.
My lifetime. So it could be possible that he's working within the system. That's where he sees his role. He's not willing to step outside of, you know, the government paradigm. Could that be?
I think you're right about that. No, I think that's absolutely the case.
Okay, well, that explains some of his language, I would say, and his actions. I would say probably his actions don't match his words, and the reason is because he feels threatened by the state.
Dirt J, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And by the way, Dirt J is back on the air tonight on LRN.FM, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. He will be hosting Peace News Now. And you'll be having James Cleveland on, correct?
That's right. And Virgil Vadova, who was recently arrested at the Beaver Creek Police.
I am terrible about mispronouncing Virgil's last name. It's apparently Vaduva.
Thank you.
As I understand it. So, hey, thanks for the call. Dirt J. Freeman from DerekJ.me. He'll be back with us on Monday night as well. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Hour number 3 is next.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops.
Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.